Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt, man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center.
Court is now in session.
All right, David Justice, welcome to The Odd Couple, Dave. Man. Last time this season, we'll miss you.
I know. What a great job you've done all year, Dave.
Hey, it was a lot of fun. It was unbelievable, Texas Rangers, what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Dave, all the stuff, 11-0 on the road. That is just, you know, baseball, how hard it is to win that many games on the road.
It's what they did was phenomenal. I mean, they literally grabbed the bull by the horns and was not playing around. I mean, look at the pitching performances, the big two-out hits, I mean, home runs. I mean, look at game one really set the tone, fellas. That really set the tone because Arizona thought they had game one.
You know, you talked about the Rangers and obviously the great things they did, but the Diamondbacks had their chances. You know, they had the chance to jump on Eovaldi early, but they went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position and left 11 men on base. Oh. Obviously, you can't do that and win. Did those early moments say more about Eovaldi and what he did or Arizona and what they didn't do?
I think it says a lot about Eovaldi because it wasn't a clear sailing for him early. I mean, every inning was a battle, every inning. But when he needed to make a pitch to get a big out, he was able to do it. And you just said it a minute ago. You can't expect to win leaving men on base, not driving in runs and scoring position. You're not going to win that way. So Eovaldi, again, did a great job as I would say the ace of that Texas Rangers ball club. You know, he had injuries this year, came back, and, I mean, he was the man. He was the horse for that rotation in the playoffs. And but yeah, you're not going to win in the playoffs if you can't get the big runs in, you know, the tough ones. And that's what Texas did. Look at how many two-out RBIs Texas brought across. I mean, they did everything that you needed to do to win, even the defensive plays they made. And they played great defense as well. Look, Texas proved that they are the best team in baseball this year, and I'm very happy for them.
Let's go to Corey Seager, who is now a 2-time World Series MVP, NLCS MVP, and posted playoff numbers on par with Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, which is mind-boggling, all of which prompted our guy here on Fox Sports Radio, Colin Cowherd, to declare on his show today that Seager is already a lock for the Hall of Fame. I don't know about that. I got to vote. But do you agree with that? He's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
No way he's a lock.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Corey Seager is in his ninth year and has only 1,000 hits, 1,019 hits. He only has 170 home runs.
Right.
I mean, Gary Sheffield has, what, 563, and he can't get in the Hall of Fame.
Brad McGriff had 492 homers, and they waited till the Veterans Committee put him in.
Right.
Corey Seager doesn't have nowhere near the numbers that these guys have, but I say that to say this: he is a bad man, though.
He is a bad man.
He's a bad man now.
Right.
But to get into the Hall of Fame, we need longevity numbers, fellas. But don't start changing the rules now. Because you start changing the rules, I'm gonna be making the case for myself.
Hey. Then you how many home runs did you hit? Over 300, right?
305 regular season.
305 home runs. That ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Over 1,000 RBIs. Corey Seager has what, 530?
No, it's way premature, and I'm with you. You know that. Baseball is about certain magic numbers and longevity. So, yeah, he's not in the Hall. He's not a lot.
About that. Baseball has always been about those longevity numbers, fellas. You can't start changing it up now.
Well, David, we remember just a couple years ago, the Rangers lost 102 games. And then they spent over $800 million in free agency. And now, of course, they're winning the World Series. Do you expect more teams to follow suit, you know, and start spending big, or stick with the analytics-driven approach that seems to be all the rage?
Well, I think there's room for both. You spend the money on the top-flight guys that you think that can help your ball club.
I agree with that.
In the clubhouse and on the field. And then you build from within your organization. If you can get a good young nucleus of young guys, and then you build around those guys. But, you know, every year teams are going to look for ways to spend money to better their ball club. The Rangers did a great job in what they spent it on, and as you see, the result is a world championship.
All right, Dave, now that the 2023 season is over, all eyes, of course, are shifting towards the winter meetings and impending free agency of two-way star Shohei Ohtani, who, of course, is hurt and won't even be able to pitch next year, but he will be able to hit. Which team do you think needs him the most? And if you're advising Ohtani, where would you advise him to go? I kind of have an idea of what you would say. Let's hear this.
I would advise Ohtani to go to a market where he's going to be on television every single day. A market that where they're winning, because he's not even a household name yet, fellas. As great as he is, let him go to the Yankees. Go to the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Braves. Heck, I could even say Texas Rangers now, right?
What about the Mets?
Mets,
yep.
No, don't go to the Mets.
Really?
No. Hey, how happy is Scherzer now?
Oh yeah.
I remember earlier in the year I was talking about Scherzer. Remember?
Oh, yep. He got another World Series in his pocket, no doubt.
Yep.
So do you, Dave, real side, how much do you think Ohtani's going to get? Because people were talking about $500 and $600 million. Now he's going to be signed. He's going to be injured. He's not going to be able to pitch for 1 year. I still think he gets $500 million. Am I Michigan? Am I crazy?
You know what? The only way he gets $500 million is they're taking in the amount of market that he can get in the Asian. You understand what I mean? In the Japanese market.
Right.
That's the only way he's going to get that kind of money is that they know they'll get that type of sponsorship. But with him coming up with this injury, fellas, as a pitcher, there are no guarantees. There's no guarantees that he can come back strong. And if he comes back and
even as a hitter, you mean as a pitcher?
He means as a pitcher.
As a hitter. $300 million guy,
right?
But the only way you're getting 500, you got to be doing both. You got to pitch and hit,
right?
In my opinion, somebody may take the.
We're breaking up.
Yeah.
We're losing you, Dave. Great stuff, man. Great season.
We loved having you on every week here on the Odd Couple. What a great job, for real. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Lakers-Clippers game was phenomenal. And we had talked before about hoping
that
the stars were playing. And, Rob, it felt like all the stars played. I mean, Harden, I guess, could have played because P.J. Tucker, who was also in that trade, he did play. But whatever the case, outside of Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Russell Westbrook for the Clippers, and then LeBron and Anthony Davis for the Lakers. And like you said, it went into overtime. Lakers won 131-25. And Rob, LeBron James put on an absolute show. And it was a lot of people did. Kawhi was terrific, had 38 points, Rob.
It would, depending on when you tuned in, Chris, to that game, you know, somebody was doing amazing. Because early on, you thought Kawhi and them had the Lakers number again, and it was going to be – because it was 16 points at one point, I know. So I don't know what the biggest lead they had.
Right.
And then the Lakers came storming back.
Yep. And Paul George, he came back late because once the Lakers had taken command, George, you know, came more strong late in the game. He had 35. And then Westbrook robbed 24 points, 11 boards, 8 assists. And 4 steals. Well, for the Lakers, Anthony Davis showed up. You got to give him credit. 27 points, 10 boards, 4 blocks. D'Angelo Russell actually had 27 too, but he's not a star. But LeBron, Rob, for all these guys out there that played well, LeBron was the best player. 35 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 14 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. And he took over. And I thought it was somewhat awe-inspiring because of his age. It wasn't his best game. It wasn't even close to his best game of his career or even one of his best games. But for him to do that in his 21st season, for him to do that at age 38, soon to be 39, he'll that's not even as big a deal as the 21st season to me. He obviously put up some decent numbers going into the game, although he's averaging just 22 points. But he was doing it in spurts. Last night, he played well, you know, throughout, came on late. And what I see, Rob, with him is he's still very good physically, but because he can't totally rely on athleticism, he, and obviously he's always been a cerebral player too, but I mean, I think he now is playing a little bit of a more skilled game as far as the mid-range jump shot. hitting that. He was hitting that well last night. Pull-up jumpers, things like that. So I thought LeBron played well. To me, clearly his best game of the year. And to do it at his age, Rob, I thought was incredible.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that he still can do it. It's pretty amazing. But then again, we know he puts a lot into it. He spends $1 million a year, Chris. People, it's just a different – you have a better shot now with all the advances on stuff, all the things that people know, you know what I mean, to stay in shape. It's just a different world. Like, guys, if you remember, I just remember when people didn't do anything in the offseason. Chris, there's no working out. You know, like, you got fat a little bit, and then you had to work it off to get ready for the season. And now these guys are in shape all year round. And, you know, not everybody, but it's doable if you're willing to put the work in. You see some people and some guys, when they're done, Chris, they're done. And they balloon up. Barkley, at one point when he first stopped playing, if you remember, he was big. You know what I mean?
He just lost a lot of weight.
No, right.
He definitely.
He looks great. But I'm just saying, but you remember when he first stopped, he just blew up. Yep. And it happens to a lot of guys, former players, and you look at them and go, and I know people have never seen him as players go, he played in the league? You know what I mean?
Like, Rob, it is. I've talked to players that work out twice a day. And they say, like, after they've retired, I mean. And they've told me that if they didn't work out twice a day, they would blow up.
Yep.
And I think it's because, Rob, no matter, like, obviously during while you're playing in your playing career, you're going to be working out. You know, you're going to be in shape. Even in the offseason, you're going to be in a semblance of shape. So, you know, you're not going to blow up for the most part. But when you retire, nothing, no matter how hard you work out, it's not going to equal what you were doing as a player.
And you were taking in stuff, you know, like food and all that stuff, Chris. And then, like, you're not working it off. Right.
Right.
You're working out, but you're not working
You're not working when nearly like you used to.
Yeah, those guys, when they were in the NBA and you run a basketball floor, you know, run the floor. Are you kidding? Like, what it takes to run a floor is amazing.
Absolutely.
Forget about putting the ball in the hole or playing defense.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of them, like you said, do blow up. But I do think, Rob, LeBron, I'm going to compare him to Tom Brady in this regard. Because, look, a lot of people will say, well, Brady won championships at the older age, which is true. So if you want to hold LeBron to that standard, that's fine. But I don't mean in that regard. I mean, I think I'm comparing him to Tom Brady and kind of changing our view or changing the standard for what you can do at an older age. They both have really put a licking on Father Time. Obviously, at the end of the day, he's going to win. But so changing what we believe is possible at a certain age and even what we – I think going forward, Rob, we'll kind of expect guys to play longer. Like Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be 40 in December, and yet people are still expecting him to essentially play like or close to the MVP seasons. And even next year when he comes back and he'll be 40, about to turn 41, they will have those expectations. I think in the past you would have said, he's 40. I mean, what do you expect? Even there was a handful of guys here and there. But Brady obviously did it, I think, at such a high level that it kind of changed our views. And I think LeBron, too, and there's some – you're definitely right, Rob. This is not just a LeBron James thing.
No.
This is – I think he's the face of it, as Brady is in the NFL, but with all of the improvements in nutrition and working out and science and all of that, guys do play longer. And Kevin Durant's 35, Rob. Steph Curry's 35.
He looked 45 well when he got stripped at the end of the game, but that's another
story.
He did
it there, right. But he has played well. Like, we're not looking at him as an old guy. Dr. J retired when he was 36, you know, or turned 37 that year.
But you got to remember, they also faced a lot more physicality as far as the way they played. I think that beat some guys down, Chris. But you're right. Most guys played like, what, 13 years? Isaiah.
Larry Bird played 13 years. Isaiah played 13 years.
Yeah, like that was the number around that. And then I think Joe Dumars, if I remember correctly, Chris, and you got played 14 years, and even he at the end thought, what am I doing out here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he did play
14.
Right, 14.
He played 14.
Yeah.
Nah, and that's the thing. Like, when Jordan first retired, Rob, he had played 9 years. Think about that.
That's
just
nothing.
9 years.
That's nothing.
Right. But it felt like, I mean, it obviously felt premature, but still, he thought that was a career. Because back then, I mean, it was, you know, you mentioned 13 years, and then he comes back. He only played 13
full seasons
years with the Bulls, and then he played the extra two with the Wizards. But yeah, I just think, like you said, I think LeBron, like, so now I think, Rob, players aren't going to be thinking that at 37, 38, they can't do it anymore.
Here's the problem.
They won't
with
be
this.
As good as him or close as close to their prime maybe as him, but I think they will be playing a long time.
The problem with playing a long time is good and bad, but it can hurt you. Because if LeBron plays, I don't know, 3 or 4 more years, and then you're finished and you wrap up your career, and people say, yeah, yeah, 4 championships in 24 years. And people will look at that and go, that wasn't that special. Like, he played a long, long time. Who's the guy I'm thinking about, Chris? Vince Carter. He had 2 separate careers. Most of the kids don't even know Vince Carter, the star.
Yep.
Dwight Howard had 2 different careers.
Yep.
Like, well, that.
You're right.
Am I right about that?
Like, I think when. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's the part that I think you got to be careful about, is playing so long that people forget about where you were when you were that guy.
Well, I think Vince Carter is a terrific, and Dwight Howard, for that matter, are terrific examples. Because, Rob, there are young kids, and not that young, but
right.
I mean, just 20-somethings that probably look at Vince Carter when they see him on TV and stuff and have no idea how – I think he's the best game dunker in the history of the league.
Yeah, and you know
and
what? They would look
would
at him and say
crazy.
He's a journeyman. Now, you know,
right.
Yeah, he was on
who
9 teams. Right.
You know, who stood out at the 3-point line and shot threes. I think LeBron's obviously different in that he's still playing at an incredibly high level. But so, and I think another point you've made in the past, which is true, if you play too long with Vince, it's going to bring your career average
yes.
down significantly. And that's the case with Vince Carter and Dwight Howard. But the interesting thing you said about LeBron, that's the point in the championships. And I remember debating, Rick Bucher and I used to have this thing, we both worked at ESPN, mm-hmm. on the internet, where we would debate, you know, we would type out debates and stuff like that. And we were debating LeBron, and this is when he was first in Cleveland.
Okay.
And I was saying, I don't know who I was comparing, but I was talking about him winning championships, maybe comparing him to Jordan or something. And Rick Bucher, this is a great point he made. He said he's talked to some GMs and people around the league that thought the greater comparison might be Wilt Chamberlain, where you put up these incredible numbers, but you don't win as much.
Right. And that is a good comparison.
Right. I think Wilt played, Rob, 13 years. I'm going to look it up now. And he played 14 years and won 2 rings.
Right.
And so you're right, if LeBron, and I don't know, I mean, going into last night, I was like, he's not going to win another ring. And I still would say that, but last night would give some LeBron fans and Lakers fans some more hope, because he played so well, but, you know, he's got to keep it up. It's only game 5. So I think it's a good bet that he doesn't win another ring. And to your point, if he plays, say, 23 years and only has 4 rings, his argument for GOAT will all be on his numbers and his, you know, he's going to hold a lot of records all time and his longevity. Obviously, he's, you know, no player has been this good for this long. So
no,
that
right.
would be his argument, but he's going to have a tough time getting over that championship hurdle unless he starts, you know, he wins some more.
Absolutely. I think people will look at that and go, 23, 24 years. He only won 4. He played 20 years where he didn't win a championship. That's a long – that might be almost double somebody's career, right? Like, seriously, like that.
Yeah, you mean the years without a title. Yeah. He got to some – obviously got to 6 that he didn't win. But, yeah, no, that will be, you know, maybe a trump card. And we're both in, you know, say Jordan's the GOAT. You know, and LeBron, they're going to argue the longevity. Those that say Jordan is going to be more dominant, you know, in terms of winning and individually, but mainly in terms of winning, along with the great individual numbers.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
I'm standing up in the studio because it's the last edition.
Oh, man.
Of Foul or Fair. Here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, where we get blessed by the golden tones of the face of MLBBro.com.
Major
the reason
league.
Why they even get love on MLB Network once in a while. Why you might see their stuff at New York Mets Stadium during Jackie Robinson weekend.
That's right.
It's because of my man, JR.
He wasn't
Gamble.
Even there. I was there.
No, you weren't. Okay. Stop lying.
All right.
What's up, JR?
Yes, sir. Last time on the... For the year, I'm going to have to go back and hit the streets again.
Oh, hey, JR, just don't get on the street selling Lucy's, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm not selling anything but my knowledge.
There we go. I love it.
All right, guys, I got 3 baseball-themed questions, all World Series related. And again, because JR is the star of this segment, he gets the first crack at every single one, so let's get to it. On Thursday morning, which was earlier today, ESPN MLB insider Buster Olney, I'll say he's a friend of the show. I think you guys know him a little bit.
Yes, a little
bit.
Yeah.
Published a column.
I worked with him at the New York Times.
He published a column on the now 4-time World Series champion manager, Bruce Bochy, with the headline, quote, "Why Bruce Bochy might be the greatest manager ever." JR, easy question. Foul or fair to say this 4th title makes Bochy the GOAT?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, in the modern era or postmodern era or whatever we're in now, he probably stands behind Joe Torre, who has, you know, 4 titles with the Dynasty Yankees. But you have old school guys, Casey Stengel, who won 7. Connie Macker won 5. Shoot, Dusty led 5 different teams to the playoffs. You got the great Sparky Anderson and Tony La Russa have won 3. So Bochy's total body of work, though, winning 4 World Series is no joke. With 2 different teams, that puts him in a very exclusive class with guys like La Russa. So that's as elite as it gets. He's in the ballpark, but not the GOAT. to me, fellas, not the GOAT.
I'll say fair.
It's a fair ball.
Why not? Four World Series, two different teams? I mean, what else? If we're just being objective, and in the free agency period, Rob and I have talked about this back in the day, guys did it. They kept their players, you know, every year they had the same players.
That's why Casey Stengel and McCarthy, right, who won all those championships, yeah, with the Yankees, it's hard to look at them because they've, right, just and had great teams forever.
Not even to mention, Rob, that even if you had had free agency back then, still the fact that it was – there really was no playoff. It was just pennant.
Right.
You know, it was just you get to the World Series automatically if you win your pennant. So, I mean, I don't really think of Bochy that way. I got to be honest. Some of the names that you mentioned, JR, right, some of the names you mentioned are more, you know, profound and prolific and, yeah, and more household names. But if I'm just looking at accomplishments, why not him?
I'm going to say fair.
No way.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm going to tell you why. And,
you don't even believe that.
I do believe it. I really do. He definitely, modern era, Chris, and this is where I'm going, modern era. I'm not going with the Stengel and McCarthy. I'm talking about modern era. The reason I put him ahead of Joe Torre, who has four championships, and Walter Alston, who has four. He managed like 28 years, Chris, for the Dodgers. Like 28 years, he won four championships, okay?
Right.
But Bochy won four, and he took three different organizations to the World Series. Don't forget, he took the Padres to the World Series as well. At some point, you got to look and go, it's about this guy. He has something going. The Rangers have never won. He comes out of retirement, and they made moves, but look at all the bad things that happened. I'm not going to prolong this. I do believe he jumps over. Joe Torre had a great team. I'm not taking away that he won those four, but with that nucleus and those players, you better have won a number of World Series, which he did.
Right.
But Bruce Bochy, the job he did in San Francisco, they had never won a World Series there with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and all those great players. They never won one. He won three there. The Rangers never won, and the Padres went to the World Series. He's the modern-day GOAT manager.
All right, question number two.
Did I make myself clear?
JR, Rob, for saying you only wanted to go
JR,
really quick.
Take this L.
Sorry
you
about
went for
that.
Like
take
7 minutes.
Take this L, bro.
Yes, right. He got an L.
Rob Parker.
Thank you.
Question two, quickly. Through his first 77 playoff games, Corey Seager, former Dodger, hit 19 home runs, knocked in 48 RBI. Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, overrated, in his 77 career playoff games.
Did you say that?
He only hit 18 home runs and knocked in 48 RBI, so Seager must be better. Both guys, two-time World Series MVPs. So, JR, based on the resume, that's it. Foul or fair to call Seager the new Mr. October?
That is a foul ball.
We can, hey, this could be quick because all three of us are going to chime in on this,
no,
JR.
No, and no.
Right.
There's only one Mr. October. And I like these, you know, cumulative stats that look imposing, you know, but Reggie performed World Series feats that are still inconceivable by today's baseball standards. Let's be honest. Three consecutive homers and three pitches. The fourth, I believe, in the next game.
Yep.
Being the number one target in every lineup, including Oakland, winning five World Series. Seager has a way to go before he equals Reggie's impact. But he's definitely going to go down as one of the all-time great postseason performers. But let's be easy.
I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul.
There's only one Mr. October, and that's Reggie Jackson. I'll call Corey Seager, Chris, because they clinched it in November. Mr. November, how's that?
You can't. That's Derek Jeter.
I know he hit the home run in November.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie Jackson was larger than life. He was. Now, some of it was the era, you know, some of that he played in. And just in that, Rob, you know, we just didn't see guys every game, you know.
No, it was a mystique to him, right?
Yeah,
I agree with that.
It was more of a mystique to him. But that said, he was just a tremendous athlete, player, had a fantastic career. And as JR said, I mean, taking nothing away from Seager, but Reggie just did it in a way that was – I mean, he just did things, like you said, three home runs on three pitches.
That's ridiculous in a World Series game.
Mystical type stuff. Yeah, so I got to stick with Reggie.
y'all bringing feelings to a fax fight.
All right,
last
one. And with Reggie, it is feelings.
It is a lot of feelings. All right, last one. Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. J.R. Gamble with the fellas. Here we go. Now, the 2023 season is over, which means it's time to already look ahead to 2024.
Oh,
the odds are out. And surprisingly, the defending champion Rangers are not NOT the favorites. Instead, they're fourth behind the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Astros. JR, Fowler, fair to say the Rangers should not be the favorites to repeat next season?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm a woman.
Let's be honest. The parity in baseball was great. It really worked out for the Rangers this season. They capitalized on being the hottest team at the right time.
Yep.
You know, with the best middle infield in the game. So all the supposed juggernauts also bit the dust early, which clearly opened the lane for them, and no one can really contend with them. But we'll see this musical chairs, I believe, fellas, for years to come, especially with free agency only growing. Texas went from, what, 68 wins to a World Series? Something like that. Pardon me if I'm not accurate with the win total. Teams can turn that around quickly if they could bring in a top manager, some talent. So Texas should be among the favorites. But even after this World Series, if you ask teams who the best people who the best team in baseball is, they'll give you other names than Texas. Matt wouldn't even put money on a Texas Rangers repeat.
No, foul. This is
That is a foul ball.
As I said earlier, no one has repeated since 2000. 2000, the Yankees. So I'm not going to bet on the Rangers to break that streak. So that's a simple.
I'm with you, Chris. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
You know, like, it just it doesn't carry over to next year. JR's right. They were hot at the right time. You expect them to go 11-0 in the postseason? 11-0, that's not happening again. All right, so that is it. But JR, man, great season with you. Thank you so
great
much.
Great year, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris, for allowing me the platform. Thank you, MLBBro.com. Check me out. I'll be back soon.
All right. That's our man, J.R. Gamble, MLB bro, because you need to know.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.